Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, on this Tuesday, a train derailment in Washington State near Tacoma, killing three and injuring dozens. The train, we're learning, was going 80 miles per hour on a 30-mile-per-hour zone. The issue was brought up in terms of infrastructure. President Donald Trump saying this is why we need to have infrastructure changes, a topic we haven't talked about in a while.
Well, first of all, we haven't seen the infrastructure changes. Talk is cheap. In the meantime, the American taxpayers are being forced to come up with a huge deficit. And when you have deficits, it's very difficult to know where the money is going to come from for $1 trillion infrastructure repair. And not only that, but we do notice that in this tax bill, people like Trump and some of his colleagues who are big into real estate are getting a massive extra little tax break. It's hard to believe that a president of the United States, who knows his name is going into the history books, is going to cheapen the presidency by making basically cheap deals that benefit him and his family when he has so much already. It doesn't look to me as if he's going to be treated well by the historians to begin with, and this is going to make it worse. Now, back to the trains for a moment. We know we have this positive train control, which we know was installed on that track, but not implemented. And it was going 80, that train was going, as you suggested, 80 miles an hour on a curve where it just shouldn't have been happening. And one wonders, who's running this railroad anyway? We have had exactly the same thing here in Westchester County. And the idea that we are not prioritizing so that the most obvious of things, we have a system, we don't turn it on, it's crazy, and somebody is going to have to say, how come that didn't happen? There are three dead people as a result. That's grieving families and implications for a lot of people, which are unimaginable, just because we just don't get it right. That has to change.
Meantime, the House expected to vote on the tax cut bill today, the Senate tomorrow, and we see in New York folks in Congress like Republican Elise Stefanik and John Faso from our region, both expected to vote no. But Stefanik went after Governor Cuomo for an explanation of why, saying due to Albany's failed leadership and inability to rein in spending, New York is one of the highest taxed states in the country, and families here rely on this important deduction to make ends meet. Governor Cuomo says Stefanik doesn't have the facts. She blames lack of leadership.
Well, look, Cuomo comes on as a conservative. When he first gets elected, he puts a tax cap on what municipalities can do to raise money. So it's not as if he wasn't aware of what the problem was. But she's absolutely right, and she's part of the problem, of course. New York State is really screwed under this tax bill, and she's running as fast as she can to get away from it because, of course, anybody who runs against her is going to be tying her to Trump, whether or not they let her off the hook on this tax vote, which they are. Obviously, because they don't need the vote. And the same thing with John Faso. So she is fighting for her political life, and she'll say what she needs to say in order to win. Cuomo is not popular in upstate New York. We know that. We've seen it before. And she's doing what she has to do to try to stay alive. Unfortunately, the fish is a couple of days old and stinks.
Speaking of staying alive, I don't know if you've seen this report. I saw it on CNN and I've seen it at a couple spots this morning. Donald Trump convinced Robert Mueller will exonerate him personally. The president apparently expressing privately confidence that Mueller will soon exonerate him completely from accusations that he colluded with Russian government officials. President telling associates Mueller will soon write a letter clearing him that Trump can brandish to Washington and the world.
Well, we'll see. Anything is possible. Trump can have information that we don't have. So far, there are an awful lot of people around Trump who seem to be at great political and legal risk. Whether or not anybody is going to say that they've talked to the president or anybody is going to say that they have any knowledge that the president knew anything and that there was collusion, which the president adamantly denies. On the other hand, this is a guy who continually says things that aren't going to happen, and we know it. Now, in this case, the tax bill is going to pass. He's getting tremendous credit from the press, which I think is wrong-headed, and saying the first major legislative victory. Well, it may turn out not to be such a victory when people are filling out their taxes and can't take those deductions on their mortgages, which they're counting on, or can take $10,000 either on their high tax bills or on their mortgages in deductions. So the fact is that there's real trouble here for this bill, and to describe it as a great success, I think is a big mistake.